Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到我们的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
那今天呢，我们要说说就是，最近在美国啊，很多华人都上街去游行，都支持有一个华裔的警察梁彼得，因为他是在执勤任务当中呢，他的枪走火了，然后很不幸的是，后来什么弹到墙壁，打到一个黑人，然后最近他就被陪审团，he was found guilty.
Right, so there was a New York cop, he's a Chinese New York cop, and his name was Peter Liang, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was found guilty of manslaughter.
Manslaughter, 就是误杀。
Yeah, 误杀。Right, so he was found guilty of manslaughter, and so a lot of Chinese people in America have been going out, protesting, parading in his, well, I guess in his defense, and also talking about...Well, racism in America, this is kind of like structural racism.、Mm. We call it systematic stratification.
对，所以我们今天其实就这个事件，我想更多的谈一谈，就是华人在美国，到底有没有受到歧视啊？就所感受到的这种你说的 racism、
mm-hmm.
种族主义或者种族歧视是什么样子的？那我们在今天的微信推送里面呢，会帮大家把这个事情，把我们讲的东西都好好的梳理一下。好，那现在问一下 Spencer， 那个种族歧视或种族主义的英文是
？Well, that's racism. Then 种族歧视 will be like racial discrimination.
所以如果你要说中国人在美国。会不会被歧视？英文可以说。
Yeah, you could say you've been discriminated against, right?
所以就是 to be discriminated against.
Yeah, yeah.
那当然我是就去美国旅游过，我没有长期的生活在美国，所以我没有这种个人的很深的经历，说有没有被歧视。但是我知道我们看言英语有很多的用户是现在生活在美国的新移民，所以真的很希望你们可以分享一下你们自己一些 real life experiences，
real life experiences，
切身的体会都可以在我们今天推送的留言下面来分享啊。其实这一次 Spencer， 你知道很多人去游行啊什么的，
yeah.
说 free Peter Liang， 就是让他自由，把他放出来。
Right.
这个大概是不太可能发生，因为这次是。
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
是陪审团。
Yeah, the jury.
The jury.
Yeah, the jury already decided that he's guilty.
They found him guilty， 已经判有罪了。之后就是说，到底量多少年？那判多少年？对吧 ？Sentencing.
Yeah.
但是，这么多华人去 protest， 就是。他们觉得很不公平
so it's not fair that he's going to be well sent to prison.
That's right, because so many white policemen
have gotten away with killing black people.
Exactly, white cops. 那就是为什么让华人都那么的气愤，对吧？所以你刚刚说的是 white cops have gotten away with killing black people.
Yeah, so to get away with something means to have done something, committed a crime in this case, and then have not been punished for that.
就是都最后没有被起诉，有很多白人的，
right.
像那种 Ferguson 对吧 ？Missouri 那个时候黑人大的暴动，
yeah.
所以就是也有很多华人说，这次梁彼得他是就做了一个替罪羔羊，这个英文叫
Okay, so that'd be a scapegoat.
Scapegoat.
Yes, scapegoat. It's kind of like you find something to blame some. You know, you if something happens, you want to find someone to blame for it.
然后呢？就前面我也看了一些美国主流媒体的报道，其实你知道很难找到就是我们中国人气愤的这个点。美国的主流媒体他不觉得说梁彼得这次是被什么 discriminated against，因为他不是白人警察，他是个华人警察才被判有罪。美国媒体的点都在说，就说啊有 protest 有游行，然后呢他们聚焦的是很多黑人。They clash with Chinese protesters. 就是黑人也有人去游行，和这些华人就是冲突，因为他这个最后误杀打死是个黑人。然后就讲到这几年美国这个 racial tension 种族的这种关系是非常的紧张。
Between
white and black.
Yeah, I think I feel like it just kind of goes up and down. So in the 60s we had the civil rights movement, you know, so blacks. You know, about 50 years ago, they were advertently discriminated against. They couldn't do this, couldn't do that. And then civil rights kind of opened it up for them. And I think things kind of cooled down a little bit.
Mm.
But then, you know, back into the 80s and then the 90s, there were also racial tension then. You ever hear about Rodney King?
对对对,
yeah, so that was in the early 90s. And that, you know, Rodney King, it was a similar thing. This man died at the hands of LA police and created riots. Then it kind of cools down a little bit. And now in the past few years, this whole racial thing has come back out again because it's a persistent problem that's never totally been solved.
对，就是这个问题。 这种 racial discrimination 这种歧视的一直的存在的，对吧？真的也没有办法可能真正的被解决。那就是美国这两年你会听到有一个词叫 Black Lives Matter， 是一个大的一个像黑人社会运动啦，就是说我们黑人的生命也是有价值的，对吧？ It matters.
I believe all lives matter.
对，然后这次华人好像出来就说 Chinese lives matter too. 这个我们华人的生命，华人的自由也是很重要。我就想问一下 Spencer， 因为你说到美国的华人，他虽然也是一个 minority， 就是少数族裔，但我觉得美国人。 大多数对华人这种少数族裔不是 discriminate， 不是歧视，而是说你们很厉害。
Yeah, you know, I mean, from my experiences, you know, I mean, Chinese have been discriminated against, but you know, like I think the biggest example is, you know, a long time ago, the Chinese built the railroads to the west in America.
对，在美国造铁路。
So I mean, that's a huge example. But you know, today I think a lot of you know, maybe I'm generalizing when I say this, and I'm not saying that there aren't people who are racist against Chinese in America, but a lot of times if you ask people, you know, if they were to stereotype Chinese, what they thought of them, they would say, oh, they're good at math, they work hard, they make good food, they can't drive too well, but, yeah, they're good people. You know, so I don't think they discriminate against too much.
就是美国有一个词说华裔是 model minority，
<Yeah. S
1> 就是少数族裔的模范楷模，就是你刚刚说的所有的，因为成就很高，
<Yeah. S
1> 就从小学习又好，然后出来以后都是当 lawyer， doctors， 对吧？医生、律师。
And honestly， Koreans and Japanese fall into this group as well.
就是整个 Asian group，
就是尤其是东亚的，都是
model minority， 给美国主流社会这个感觉。
Yeah.
但是呢，我觉得像我们今天那个升级版那个女生，她里面就说，虽然我们是 model minority， 但是我们还是被这个美国主流的社会这个系统，就是把我们是排除在外的。So you kind of say， 就是说 it's apathetic， right？ The Chinese minority community 就不太好像融得进美国主流的文化，虽然自己是很好的。
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, if you watch, I don't know, an American sitcom, you probably don't see too many, like, Chinese family American sitcoms.
So 现在有一个show叫 Fresh Off the Boat.
Okay, well, nice. But typically, they haven't been, like, you know, thoroughly represented in politics. There haven't been too many, you know, Chinese American politicians. I mean, there's been some, you know, but not a whole lot.
Gary Locke什么的，洛嘉宾那时候，但对，不是很多，因为我觉得你讲到 美国的少数族裔，当然黑人我们也不说了，他现在都不是美国 minority， 这就是美国人民最很重要的一个部分，对吧？ 黑人他们的受到的待遇，然后他们现在就是一直以来平权运动到现在， 然后还有现在 Hispanics，
yeah.
就是这种
墨西哥啊什么，
huge, yeah. 南美现在因为他们数量太大了， 所以你也在美国主流的 社会啊，文化政治里面看到他们也发出很多的声音，就是让美国白人这些就觉得 ，Oh， we need to at least be talking about the issues they care about， 要 include， 要把它包括进来。但是真的，我们中国人是特别，我觉得 kind of marginalized， 就是还是挺边缘的。Well，I
you know maybe I'm wrong when I say this， but I think a lot of Chinese are, well like you said apathetic， I feel like a lot of them don't care to take part in greater matters. I think Chinese families tend to come to America, stick to their community, and kind of work hard within their community, and they build up, you know, a nice life for themselves. And that's why a lot of times I think Americans, or like how should I say, white people in America, don't view Asians in a poor manner. You know, they think, oh, they come here, they don't do anything to me, and then they work hard, yeah. and then they make a better life for themselves. You know, whereas, you know, blacks, I mean, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, blacks are, you know, they're criminals and this and that. And there's a whole long history that goes behind that. But I think the Chinese have came and they don't make a huge impact on, you know, Julio, like mainstream society. They kind of stick to themselves and do for themselves.
你刚刚用的这个词 stick to themselves, 这个就是说我们都是大家华人都在一起嘛、mm-hmm, 有唐人街对吧
对
有现在新的、mm-hmm. 新移民的唐人街什么好像就是自己的群体、
mm-hmm.
然后跟美国主流的还是隔比较远然后前面我们一直说一个词、mm-hmm. apathetic 就是、
yeah.
这个词有冷漠的意思但还有一个就是说我就管我自己的事儿、
exactly.
我不是很参与你们的这个事儿啊、
嗯、对
好那其实今天说的这个话题是一个非常我觉得很 sensitive 对吧敏感的然后
对
尖锐也是美国现在这两年社会里面重大的一个问题这种、
嗯
racial discrimination、
yeah.
然后呢就像我前面说的如果你是在美国的新移民啊你有一些切身的体会、mm. we really look forward to hearing from you 真的很期待你在留言里面
yeah, share your experiences with us right
对好那希望你喜欢今天的节目然后呢我们开言英语也会继续的给你带来就是现在在美国在中国发生的不一样的事情 that matter to our lives、
mm-hmm.
okay thanks for listening and we'll see you next time、
okay.